What went right, if anything, tonight for you guys?
Nothing.
Okay, so what happened?
I don't know. You know, they're a very good team, and I think we knew that coming in to the game, that they were a very good team. I think they're 20 points better than we are. Absolutely not. You know, I think anytime you catch a team that's shooting, that shoots the ball as well as they did tonight, it's almost impossible to beat them. I don't know. I don't even know. We really did not play very well. You know, and then there was a point in the game where, you know, it's kind of like everybody was, you know, we were all separated from each other. And, you know, and it's hard when you're playing a team like that and, you know, you're down 14, 15, 16 points. And, you know, there were a couple of times when we tried to make a run at them, but it just didn't happen. We just flat out got our asses beat tonight.
Now, in the recent games, you guys have played good defense and offense struggle. But tonight, offense struggle and the defense was a problem. So that's coming on the defense.
You know, as I sit here and I'm trying to think about something good to say, and I'm having a very hard time doing that. You know, we just... I don't even know. Offensively, we couldn't get anything going. I don't, as much as I'd like to say it was their defense that made our offense look bad, I can't say that. You know, obviously having Margot in the middle of the paint is, you know, that's going to change us some things, but I feel like we were still able to attack the basket. You know, we drew some fouls on her, but our offense was just out of sync. Defensively, that's probably the worst defense I've ever seen us play in, you know, 8 years here, and that's a bad thing because from top to bottom, I feel like we got 10 of the best players that we've ever had here, you know, and we're so much better than what we showed offensively, defensively. Not to take anything away from Connecticut, obviously, you know, I think they're probably the best team in the league right now, if not the best team. You know, they're playing the best basketball. They play very well together as a team. You know, once they get their transition game going, it gives them a lot of confidence, and then it's hard to slow them down. And that was pretty evident tonight. But we were just bad. That's all I can say.
To have a game like this coming right before you get ready to go out on the road,
it's not good.
Yeah. Especially when you're facing a cycle.
Well, you know, The game the other night against Minnesota, I felt like we gave that game to them. So I didn't feel as bad about that one, you know, because I think we all felt like it was there. We just didn't, you know, we didn't close the game out. Tonight we got beat, and the most frustrating thing about that, or the bad thing about that, is that we're getting ready to go on the road and play two very good teams. You know, we could easily come back home and be below 500 when we started out the season very, very good. And that's what's frustrating. Am I down on this team? Absolutely not. Because I still feel like we have the talent, we have what it takes to get back to that level where we've been before. I think we got to get back to the point where we're all believing that. You know, I can only say that so much to everybody in this locker room, but until I think they all start believing it, and you know, it's not just coming from me. You know, it's going to be a long summer for us. I still feel like, you know, we're a very good team. Do I think we could beat Connecticut? Absolutely. You know, it just didn't happen tonight. And they're playing very well together. And, you know, tonight they were head and shoulders above us. But we got to, you know, definitely learn from this game, not get down. You know, we got two big games on the road and then San Antonio. So, you know, we got to learn from this, bounce back from it, and hopefully go on the road and get two big wins.